Life Audio.
You're listening to Everyday Prayers with Million Praying Moms, where we're dedicated to helping moms pray God's word for their families in the areas they need it most. I'm your host, Brooke McLaughlin. Over the last decade, we've helped thousands of moms make prayer a priority for their families. Our mission is to help you do the same. Prayer is not a last resort. It's our first and best response to the challenges of parenting, a partnership for the hearts of our children that God invites us into. Today's devotion and prayer is by September McCarthy and read by me. To learn more about September, get a downloadable prayer guide to help you follow along with this month's prayers and the devotions and prayers from this month in written form, visit today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. After this short word from our sponsors, we'll pray God's word together for our families. Proverbs 30, verse 8 says, "Keep falsehood and lies far from me." Unfortunately, we live in a world where difficulties, abuse, and even betrayal happens on a daily basis. This Bible verse is perfect to pray for your children and yourself. Having walked through her own story of betrayal, author Jennifer Lynn Heck knows firsthand the importance of this prayer. She writes about it in her book, Walking Victoriously Through a Fiery Furnace, available on Amazon. In the book, she shares what can happen when we become vulnerable and how God enables us to victoriously overcome. Walking Victoriously Through a Fiery Furnace is written as the story of Victoria Grace, a young woman born with a crippling physical disability who experiences betrayal, but overcomes and receives the healing only God can give. It's designed with beautiful full-color pages, and Bible passages are creatively interwoven into the story. Discover how you and your family can use what Jennifer calls the word-activated response strategy in prayer to defeat Satan's deception and attacks, and receive hope and encouragement in your own fiery trials. Get your copy of Walking Victoriously Through a Fiery Furnace now on Amazon.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Matthew 14, 26 through 32. And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. It is easier to trust when we seem to have nothing to fear. When I spend time talking to my kids about the presence of the Lord in their lives, I find myself pointing them to things around them that they can see, hold, and be aware of to help them grasp the truth of His presence everywhere and at all times. When my daughter was 8 years old, she stood in a line of kids ready to scale a rock wall at our local camp. I could tell she was a bundle of nerves and putting on her bravest face. Honestly, I was too. I did not want my own fear of heights to inhibit my children from doing brave things. So I stood in line with her, cheering her on, and kept reminding her that God was with her, and so was I. She harnessed up for the steep climb without hesitation and took the first two flights steadily while we all cheered her on from below. I kept reminding her, while firmly on the ground, to keep looking up and to take one focused step at a time. When she was two steps from the top, she looked down, and that was the moment I could see her trade in her trust for trepidation. She took her eyes off of the finish line. I could see her falter, then freeze. So I yelled a strong and resounding, "You are safe! Keep going!" I was reminded that fear frequently blinds us to the presence of the Lord. In Matthew 14, Peter was quick to act when he could see Jesus above the raging waters. But when he took his eyes off of his presence and power, his faith faltered. Peter's problem became greater than Jesus' presence. Jesus controlled the storm, but Peter forgot the source of his faith. My daughter finished scaling the wall, touched the top, and descended with shaky legs and a renewed trust. I was proud of her for remembering that trust isn't always just for the safe moments. Even in the middle of fear, we can have faith. Why do we so easily forget that His presence has the power to destroy doubt and give us power over our problems? Jesus shares our storms, our troubles, our grief, and our concerns. How can we practice remembering His presence at all times and expressing our faith in the midst of our fears? When our eyes are on Jesus, His presence will destroy doubt and give us eyes to see Him in every situation. His presence can bring peace and confidence in every situation. Let's pray. Lord, Your presence has the power to break the bondage of fear and doubt. We pray our eyes will be open and seek Your face every day, and not just when we are failing or falling. May we find comfort and wisdom in Your word today and every day. Help us to be more aware of Your constant presence and no longer be threatened by the ways of the world. May our children walk in a bold and confident faith as we show them who You are and the invaluable treasure Your presence is in our everyday lives. In Jesus' name, amen. If you love praying together with us on the Everyday Prayers podcast, consider supporting the show with a $5 monthly donation through Patreon. When you join, you automatically receive a new, downloadable, scripture-inspired prayer calendar every month, plus the devotions and prayers from this month in written form. Learn more in today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. Till next time, friends, the Lord bless you and keep you. Make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.